Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the sixth parak of Maseches Yoma, and today we are learning Mishnayos Gimel and Dalid. So Mishnah Gimel, Masaru L'Mishayim Alicho. After the Kohen Gadol said the Vidoy, while leaning his hands on the Seir La'Azazel, he handed it over to the person who was going to bring it to the cliff, where it was going to be chucked off the cliff. So the Mishnah talks about whether that person had to be a Kohen. Hakol K'sherin La'Alicho, anyone is able to lead it to the cliff. El Shasu HaKohanim Gedolim Keva V'lo Yomanich Nes Yisrael Alicho. But the Kohanim Gedolim made it a set rule that they wouldn't allow anyone who's not a Kohen to be the one to lead it off the cliff. I mean, even though it's not really an Avodah, so you don't really need a Kohen for this, but since it brought Kapara, the Kohanim Gedolim insisted that Kohanim do it. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa V'alicho Arsala V'Yisrael Haya. One time a guy named Arsala brought it, and he was the Yisrael. So even non-Kohanim were apparently allowed to do this. You didn't need to insist on Kohanim doing it. Mishnah Dalid describes the walk that he had with the Seir La'Azazel. The Kevesh Asulo, they made a big bridge, a big ramp that went over Yerushalayim from the Harabais to bring it outside the city. Because otherwise the Bavliim, meaning these were people from Mitzrayim, they were not really from Bavel, but because the residents of Eretz Yisrael didn't think very highly of Bavliim, they referred to anyone who didn't behave nicely as Bavliim. That's what the Gemara explains. So the Bavliim who were would pull the hair of the goat and would say, "Take the goat, get out of here, take the goat, get out of here," because the Averus of all the Jewish people were forgiven when the Seir La'Azazel was pushed off the cliff. So they would try to hurry it along to get their forgiveness as soon as they can. So they didn't want to subject the goat to that, to these attacks. It's gonna slow down the whole process, and it's inappropriate. So they built this bridge so that he could go unimpeded. And they had all these huts along the way. So some of the very important people of Yerushalayim would escort the guy until the first hut. And there were 10 huts between Yerushalayim and the cliff where it was thrown off. And the distance from the city to the cliff was 90 ris, and there are 7.5 ris in a mil. So the distance was 12 mil. So the first of the 10 huts was 1 mil away from Yerushalayim, and each of the next 9 huts was 1 mil away from the previous hut. So the 10th one was 2 mil away from the cliff. And that's how he would go, knowing that there are these stopping points if he needs them. If you need them along the way. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we said that he would give it to the person who would be Molochit, and anyone could really be Molochit. It doesn't have to be a Kohen, the Seir La'Azazel. But the Kohanim Gedolim, Tanakama says, Kohanim Gedolim insisted that a Kohen does it. But Rabbi Yossi says, I remember one time Yisrael did it. And then in Mishnah Dalit, we said that they would make a ramp where he could bring the goat unimpeded, because otherwise the Bavliim, which was really the Mitzrayim, would try to attack it and yank at its hair and say, "Get this thing out of here already." And he was accompanied up until the very first of the 10 huts by the Yakira Yerushalayim, and it goes through the distance between each of the 10 huts that were along the way going toward the Tzuk. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnayos, Hey and Vav.